Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Have you ever been told that you act just like your father? What's it like for you to hear that? I imagine it can be a good thing to hear if you value the attributes that your father passed on to you. And a grateful child will often strive to reflect their father's values as a way to honor their father. Well, this thought came to me today as I contemplated the scripture passages in today's readings as the church remembers and celebrates the lives of Saints Philip and James. These early saints not only acted like Jesus, the incarnate Father, they gave their lives in honor of him. They stand with the other 12 pillars of the early church as inspiration and encouragement for us as we too endeavor to act just like our Father in heaven. St. Paul writes to the believers in Corinth an admonition to remember that they have received the gospel because there were men and women willing to reflect the image of Christ to the world and proclaim his good news. He goes on to write a mini lesson on the passion and resurrection of Christ, emphasizing that the resurrected Christ appeared to the faithful before his ascension back into heaven. The passage ends, "After that he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me." I've often wondered why St. Paul makes a point of mentioning the appearance to the apostle St. James. Perhaps St. James had an impact on St. Paul in his early days as a Christian. Who knows? Then in the Gospel, according to St. John, we read of an encounter St. Philip has with Jesus. "Master, show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." We see here that St. Philip is remembered for his desire to see the Father. There's a theme in both apostles' lives that we can learn from as we live in what we know now as the apostolic mission of the church. The age of Christendom that the apostles gave their lives to establish has eroded under the tide of societal ideologies where the truth of Christ's gospel has died the death of 1,000 qualifications, as Anthony Flew once concluded. And now you and I are called to be the saints in the making for such a time as this apostolic age version 2, so to speak. How can we, as Saints Philip and James, impact society with the truth of the gospel? It's a challenge. Well, recently I came across something that Pope Francis said about the necessity of white martyrdom, of those living in countries where freedom of religion is restricted. As we consider our own country and the growing restrictions on religious expression and freedom of speech, we must not delude ourselves into thinking that if we just keep our head down and continue to be a good neighbor, it will be enough to turn the tide against the escalating hatred of the faith and the freedom to express that faith here in the United States. Our white martyrdom is upon us. Some of us on the front line of public debate endure the cancel culture mindset every time they speak up for the truth of Christ. They join the martyrs in this apostolic mission we are now in the 21st century. The bloody martyrdom of St. James and Philip came about because they did not waver in bearing witness to the truth of the gospel. Currently, white martyrs are being marginalized, slandered, maligned, and even imprisoned. Are they losing relationships because of their stand for the truth of the gospel? Probably. Does everyone around them cheer them on in their faithfulness to Christ and his church? Certainly not. Will their lives end in bloody martyrdom? I hope not. I believe what Pope Francis was getting at in his reference to white martyrdom is a clarion call for you and me. We may not be well-known apologists or public figures. However, we live our lives alongside neighbors, fellow employees, even family members that would allow the truth of the gospel to die through 1,000 qualifications. If we are going to look just like our Father by being transformed into the image of Christ, we are going to be confronted with choices every day that require a dying to our sense of self-protection. Do those around us know us for our faithfulness to the social teachings of Christ Church? I wonder. Do we have the moral backbone to honor Christ's image in us if we are threatened by their rejection or marginalization? The white martyrdom of believers who face repeated trials in bearing witness to Christ can be terrifying. And I, like you, sometimes want to avoid it. But when we are tempted to despair over the isolation we may have to endure, we need to remember that the blood of the martyrs were the seed of the church, and now we must stand up for the truth they died to protect. We join the company of believers around the world as we stand for this truth. In doing so, we can water the church with our faithfulness and our courage. Father, grant us the courage of Saints Philip and James. May we make our own white martyrdom as a total offering to you, where we not only die to ourselves, the world and its allurements, but we stand against the tide of our cultural denial of you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.